Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Сейчас у вас есть одна минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
My presentation is about how you can use color coding to organize your homework. To start, you need a few things from the stationery shop. This photo shows you the things I use. They aren't expensive, they're all cheap. I've got colored pens and pencils, sticky notes, page markers, glue, and folders. First, I choose a different colour for each school subject. The colour I choose has to be easy to remember, so I make sure it means something to me. Maths is green because my ruler is green. PE is yellow because my trainers are yellow. Here is a photo of my folders. I use the cheapest kind and I add coloured sticky notes to the top and to the front. I keep all my notes inside the different folders. This is a photo of some more sticky notes. I wrote them in the library when I was studying. The blue notes are for history. My history teacher has got a blue car. The black notes are for geography. One day, I want to visit the Black Sea. This photo shows the pages I need to read for homework. I use two coloured page markers to mark where it starts and ends. Those blue ones mark the pages I need to read for history. Finally, this last photo shows my wall calendar. This green star shows I have a maths test on Friday. This pink circle shows I've got French homework for Monday. It's pink because pink is rose in French. And the rose is my favourite flower. Has anyone got any questions?
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы проверить свои ответы. Затем вы услышите запись снова. Сейчас вы услышите запись снова.
My presentation is about how you can use color coding to organize your homework. To start, you need a few things from the stationery shop. This photo shows you the things I use. They aren't expensive, they're all cheap. I've got colored pens and pencils, sticky notes, page markers, glue, and folders. First, I choose a different colour for each school subject. The colour I choose has to be easy to remember, so I make sure it means something to me. Maths is green because my ruler is green. PE is yellow because my trainers are yellow. Here is a photo of my folders. I use the cheapest kind and I add coloured sticky notes to the top and to the front. I keep all my notes inside the different folders. This is a photo of some more sticky notes. I wrote them in the library when I was studying. The blue notes are for history. My history teacher has got a blue car. The black notes are for geography. One day, I want to visit the Black Sea. This photo shows the pages I need to read for homework. I use two coloured page markers to mark where it starts and ends. Those blue ones mark the pages I need to read for history. Finally, this last photo shows my wall calendar. This green star shows I have a maths test on Friday. This pink circle shows I've got French homework for Monday. It's pink because pink is rose in French. And the rose is my favourite flower. Has anyone got any questions?
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы проверить свои ответы. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий блока аудирования, истекло.